our insurance.
Get in bed. Get out of bed. This is the no-fly zone. And I don't mean airplanes. I mean, we have no flies on us here. We're up and alive and alert. Although I'm a little more laid back today. Richie was thinking I was sounding like I was a little more laid back. It's okay. You don't have to be ready to jump off of the fifth floor every day. There are a lot of things in this hour of the program to consider. I tear my hair out when as I look around. What I think I want to do today is talk about things that don't make us nuts, if that's possible. Although, I do want to spend some time on this recurring theme that I have about your brain and your participation in sports and that sort of thing. But first, Richie, there is some astoundingly good news for you.
Oh, good.
At DougStephan.com.
Oh, let me go.
If you go there, you will see the story that is aimed at those who love to go to the state fairs. You know how in the late summer and the fall...
Yeah. Fun.
All those great things that we can have so much fun at. Well, coming to your state fair this year, something new called deep fried beer.
Ooh, I see that.
Deep fried beer.
Yeah, they deep fried butter, but how do they deep fry beer?
Well, that's a very good question.
Well, I mean, anything that you pour into flour will be absorbed. Then they just fry it.
Well, now I'd heard that they do cherry juice. Oh, how did they?
Oh, wait a minute here.
Did?
The beer is placed inside a pocket of salty pretzel-like dough.
Yeah.
And then dunked in oil at 375 degrees for about 20 seconds, short enough time to confection to remain alcoholic.
Hmm. You don't burn the alcohol off.
Even better.
I like this.
There you go.
Now if they could just bake beer inside a pizza crust,
life
would be complete.
And you don't have to have, you only need one thing. That's the new technology, folks. Technology for the 21st century.
When you take a bite out of the hot beer, mixes with the dough, and what is claimed to be a delicious taste sensation.
Hmm. All right. Okay.
I want to try a deep-fried liquid. That just seems weird.
Well, you can do that with your wine. You're all over that wine. So
do you think I could deep-fry wine?
Deep-fried wine.
Sure, why not?
Deep-fried ice cream. But beer tastes better with pretzels. I can't
imagine. I'd rather have deep-fried ice cream. I like ice cream like Richie likes beer.
Well, they do deep-fried ice cream. That's already.
Yeah.
Just go to Mexican restaurants.
Usually yucky. It's not good.
It's like eating cornflakes or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Richie,
21 to buy one of these deep-fried beer pocket things.
There's the rub.
Ooh, he's using Guinness.
Mm. Okay, video of the day today. A talented group of young men in college perform a song using 146 empty beer bottles.
Oh,
the video of the day today. This group of guys, fraternity, I think it's a fraternity. They perform this song, 146 beer bottles. Reminds me of yesterday seeing those kids getting back to New York. Who performed, wasn't it in New York they were from? They performed in the Oscars over the weekend, and then they went to Disneyland, I think, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And had sort of a party of it. Weren't they New York kids?
Yeah, they were from New York.
What did they perform? I'm not remembering.
At the Oscars.
They performed at the Oscars, yeah. All right, so I'm distracted a little bit here now. 800-510-8255. Now, the ongoing story here, the continuing focus on your brain. You may remember this sort of, I don't know, this started with Gabrielle Giffords and her rehab after she was shot and what's going on. I'm talking about in terms of our thinking about a focus, if you will, on your brain and what goes on in your brain. More to the point, what I have tried in the last month or two since I really became aware through my own experiences, and having the brain scan at CeraScan out in Denver, and then I will see, I will find out in the next week or so what actually is going on in my brain because they've done all the analysis now. But as I become more aware of how really, we know how precious it is, but how fragile it is. And the number of people, the millions of people who expose themselves to traumatic brain injury, and the kinds of things, once you know them, that I think you ought to be thinking about. This is sort of like every once in a while, maybe every 3 or 4 months, I get onto something and it becomes my cause.
Mm.
Before this, it was the Senate Bill 510.
Right.
And how bad that was for us is still to be seen. The only good thing about that is it's not going to get funded by the Republicans, so that's so much for that. But in this circumstance, this is more important because it really it gets down to yet another personal choice that you make. And if you make the choice, it's okay because that's your decision. And if you make it with... if you make an educated decision with the knowledge up front that you could be doing such severe damage to your brain that it will destroy the rest of your life after you've played football, because that's the kind of precarious position you're putting yourself in if you are out there not only in football games, but soccer games, boxing and wrestling, all of that stuff, same sort of damage. Your brain is like a bowl of jelly. And it's that fragile, there's not much protecting it at all, so it's easy to bang it around and easy to hurt it. And I noticed some of the statistics that's being used by these people who are talking about it have come from the Seriscan research. For example, this fellow who was hurt on his motor scooter in San Francisco, have you followed the story on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
He takes a little scooter, goes to work 2 miles every day, and he rides the scooter. But he got caught in the trolley track going down a hill, and he skidded.
Mm.
His helmet came off, and he struck the pavement, and so he had brain trauma. And the way to recover in that circumstance, not dissimilar to what Gabriel Giffords is going through, sometimes you can recover to a point with such traumatic injuries, and sometimes you can't. It depends on how many times you have put your head through all of this stuff. And so the latest research out this week suggests that those who have had not severe but slight or moderate damage to their brain, if in fact it affects them later in life, Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of stuff, it may also present in a much more physical way, whereas, I think sometimes we think of Alzheimer's and dementia as being just of the brain, but apparently you can knock it around enough to start that happening. That's some of this new research.
Hmm.
And some people who have discovered that it's there have been spending as much as $8,000 a day to go to rehab or in some way to try to, you know, if it has more demonstrative, if it presents in more demonstrative ways, you can, you know, try to take it one day at a time with certain supplements and certain drugs, and then there's a rehab process. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, I guess what I'm asking is, why would you put yourself through this? Why would you want, either for yourself or your family, in the case of a child that wants to play football or soccer or something, why would you not want to protect them from this? You can't do anything about those of you who have played already, but you can do something about those who would want to play. If they know that this is as bad as it is, why would they want to play? Unless it's just there's so much hoo-ha around it that you get this groundswell of, oh, let's go play football in high school, and let's go to the game in college, and let's bet on the game, you know, when it gets to the professional leagues. There's so much money involved in it, but are we silly enough to put that before our health and well-being? And the answer to that is yeah, with some people. And I'm not on a... maybe I am on a crusade.
You are.
Hey,
don't
get
this
way.
Yourself.
At least we're not feeding people to the lions anymore, you know? A little brain damage, you know.
Yeah, right. That's a little brain damage among friends.
Now, how come you're choosing football over boxing? Because boxing seems worse.
No, I think there's more people. No, I remember my father, who was a boxer, he, at the end of his life, suffered a disease, and I'm trying to think about it. It's the inner ear thing, because he was a boxer. I want to say Menards or something like that. Maybe something
Meniere.
Meniere.
Yeah, Meniere. There you go.
Yeah,
something
like
that.
Yeah, right. And he lost his balance usually once a day. He'd fall down. And they would, he'd get up and he'd be fine. But he'd fall down.
My mom had that for a while.
Yeah.
She never boxed.
But did she ever get any trauma to her head?
Not
her ears?
No.
When she beat it against the wall because she had ridges.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the problem. I love you,
Rich.
Yeah, but your dad, I mean, he lived to be 91?
Yeah. 91. Yeah, almost 91. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he did. But the last, I would say, 8 years when he had his first stroke, when he was 84, had to stop working and it changed. He had the last 6 years of his life were impacted severely by his playing. My father played semi-pro football and baseball when he was a kid. Was very involved in lots of sports. He was a boxer. And the doctor told him that his research suggested that the reason that he had the disease, the problem in his inner ear, was because of the boxing. And I mean, when my father was a kid, they didn't have the kind of protection that the boxers wear today. They just had you look at those old football movies. Remember the one that George Clooney was in with the kid from The Office?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Renee Zellweger, the love interest. When you look at those... or even pictures of football games that were played in the 20s, they just had this little leather thing on their head. They didn't have the kind of like plastic and formica. The helmets they wear today are really tough and thick and strong, and they still can't prevent. But imagine the people that were in the 20s when my father was playing football who wore those little leather nothings on their head. And that's, what do you expect to happen? They didn't know any better then. But we sure know better now, and I think that's the reason for us to be a little smarter about this. That would be my input. At 19 after, this is good day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I've
past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I was talking earlier, actually I started talking this week, Roberta, about the Bill Clinton syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
The dark circles under your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes. And I was talking about a new cream that helps you out and seems to be something that is, people hear these stories and say, nah, that can't be true. It's too good to be true. Well, here to prove that it is true is the director of research and development at New Vitality. His name is Rob Martin. And I thought you were a doctor. For some reason or another, tisk, tisk on me. I was going to give you more credit, although researchers, people that work in this field, you've got a lot of 30-some-odd years of working and doing research and development on products like this. You were responsible for Nitkin, which we've talked a lot about on this program. You're responsible for Tautinol. And I was thinking, Rob, that the three kind of go together. It's kind of like the hat trick of ways of protecting your skin during the day with Tautinol, replenishing your skin at night with Nitkin, and putting this stuff on, Lumitone, is a way of getting rid of the dark circles. And all these people, I have Roberta Fasanelli here with me, who's my sidekick. She's had more plastic surgery done than there are now.
No, I haven't.
Doug's a tough guy, Roberta.
Oh, man.
Well, but you've had a little work. Come on.
I had my eyes done because they were really a mess. I mean, my eyelids hung over and I had a lot of puffiness.
But you know what? If Rob had been around with his thing, see, Rob, this is a problem for you. You didn't do this fast enough because Roberta could have saved all that dough.
There's no doubt about it.
If you'd been around. So tell us what this Lumitone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E, is.
Well, Lumitone is an anti-aging eye cream. It makes your eyes look years younger. If the area around your eyes looks old, dull, tired, Lumitone is your instant fix. This age-fighting cream helps your eyes look bright, beautiful, and brand new.
So anti-aging stuff. This has been, now we're in, what, the 22nd year of the anti-aging movement. Yeah. You describe this as an anti-aging eye cream. Why don't we just for a second have people understand what the whole anti-aging movement is all about, because it does touch so many different things that have to do sometimes with our mental attitude, our physical well-being, that sort of thing.
Absolutely correct. And we live in an age where people are wanting to stay young. They want to be vital. People are working longer. They have responsibilities. It's important that we look great. Men also. It's not just women.
Right.
And so this is an important area. And you're right. There's a psychological component to this, an emotional component. It's very important. It's not superficial. We're not talking about cosmetics. We're talking about improving your appearance in a dramatic way.
And I think the business about men and women is an important point to make. I used to make that. I still do when I talk about night skin and, mm-hmm. and Tautenol. Those products are every bit as important for a man. I mean, guys say, we're going to be tough. Well, your face is going to look like leather when you get to a certain point. Why would you want to do that? And in this circumstance, I said Bill Clinton because he's the number one candidate for this, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tautenol, by the way, is something I use as an aftershave. It's incredible.
Really?
The Lumitone is perfect. It's perfect for dark circles, puffiness, bags, fine lines, redness, crow's feet, all of the most common issues that women are confronted with around their eyes in particular.
How does
and men.
All right, so do we need to know how this is made, or we just need to know that it works wonderfully well?
Well, look, it's everything that we do at New Vitality is based on science. I mean, the peptides that are in here have been shown in studies to really have a tremendous impact. For example, one human study saw a 43% reduction in the appearance of puffiness in only 6 weeks. Another study showed redness was diminished by 50% in 4 weeks. And it really, you put it on instantly, the dark circles disappear instantly.
Yeah.
And it blends in with any skin tone at all. And women absolutely love it. The feedback on this, you can't even believe it.
Yeah, I can believe it. So I'm going to get a bottle of this for Roberta, and I'm going to put, I'm fortunate. I don't get a lot of sleep sometimes, but I'm fortunate that I don't have that the puffiness. But, you know, every once in a while, I'm not ashamed.
Early morning hours. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And when I'm on the West Coast, I'm up at midnight. So
wow.
I want, it gets a little draggy, and this is a great way to get that fresh look, especially if you have to go out on calls and that sort of thing. So here's the deal. Rob and the folks at New Vitality want you to try this out. It will not cost you anything to call 800-894-3302. How do you get a better deal than that? You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and that's it. Lumitone is what you're going to ask for. 800-894-3302. Roberta, get on the phone right now. You don't need me. You can get your own free bottle. This is a way for you to fix the circles and the spots and the puffiness under your eyes instantly. Lumitone, free. 800-894-3302. Rob Martin, thank you for being here and describing this good new fix-it for your face.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
I have an admission.
Uh-oh.
800-510-8255, by the way, is always the way to be in touch with us. Or email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or you can send us an email to Jennifer Horn. That'd be cool. Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Rich at DougStefan.com. So I'm here, and last night after I had dinner, wonderful, very interesting tomato soup, along with an extraordinarily unique
grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I didn't. No. I had this Finnish salad.
Oh.
With mushrooms and stuff. Very interesting dressing on it. So then I come back to my room and I turn on the History Channel. History International, in fact. And the History Channel is focused on, as oftentimes, I've seen this sort of stuff before, but it seems to become more and more a theme for whatever the reason. The extinction of life on Earth.
Yeah, we like to know about our own doom.
Yeah.
Right. And this is, by the way, this is stuff that, for whatever the reason, obviously it's compelling for somebody or they wouldn't keep producing these things. The essence of what they were saying, what this program is putting forth, is that we here on the Earth are definitely heading for another mass extinction. Say it again, Doug.
Sure.
Extinction event. And it could be as soon as 300 years from now. It's the sixth time that this has happened. And so what they did was go through the Earth over the last 4 billion years or so and how the planet's basic core and the shelf over the core and the structure over the shelf, basically the crust, has moved, changed, switched, And where, so this was of interest to me just because I was thinking about what they were pointing out, New York's Central Park, for example, and the entire island of Manhattan is one big chunk of granite, one big chunk of rock that was brought about by the continental shelves colliding and leaving all of this rock, this bedrock here. The only reason that this city has been built the way that it is and that three other cities around the world have been built as they are is because the collision of the various, when the New York and this area where we are used to be down at the equator. If you can imagine this, just close your eyes for a minute. If you're driving, don't do that. But otherwise, imagine where we are. Think about Boston, New York, Philadelphia being basically down where Havana is, because that's what used to be the case. And Morocco was, what is now Morocco, was where New York is now. So that the animals that were around billions of years ago walked across what is now New York and into Morocco, because the can you even imagine it?
Right.
Think about it. Morocco, which is 3,000 miles away from New York. I've flown from New York to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 7 hours. And you imagine that was, it's hard for us to do it because we're so used to looking at the Earth the way that it is now. But the Earth has not always looked the way that it looks now. And that's what the information that's so interesting and compelling forces us into looking at this place that we call home and how it has changed over the years, the millions and millions and billions of years, so you can understand how it's possible. If, in fact, the whole plate system of the planet has shifted that much over the years, and the last ice age, which was only 20-some-odd thousand years ago, sent down all of this crust of ice basically down to about where you are, Richie, from Greenland entirely covering Canada and down into the north. The Great Lakes were covered, and that's what left the last deposit of rock where we are in New York. But there were pictures. If you walk through Central Park, and I was thinking about this because I've walked through Central Park hundreds of times. When I was dating Hillary, big Charlotte for walks over there, it was really kind of cool. And I was remembering over by the little baseball area there, there are these rocks that sit on top of the rocks that crop out of the ground. And the rocks that have been there, they've been studying them. They've been sitting in exactly the same place since the Ice Age 20,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Haven't moved or been touched. So you can imagine, if only they could talk. I mean, use your imagination.
Yeah, what they've seen.
What those rocks have seen in terms of what's been wandering around what is now Central Park in New York. And we all think of history as yesterday or last week or last month or last year or last century or whatever.
Or even
it
50
is.
Years ago, yeah.
Or even 5,000
years ago. 500 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. But
interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
Sean and I have been reading this book that he picked out when we went to the bookstore a few weeks ago on volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been learning about the Earth's crust and what's really deep down in the middle of the Earth.
He realizes that the Earth's crust is different than the crust that's in his eyes when he wakes up in the morning.
Or the crust that's on his pizza that he eats at night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I haven't thought about this in years. But, I mean, to realize that the Earth's crust is anywhere from 3 miles to 42 miles thick.
Yeah.
And then under that, it's just a flaming ball of lava.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is so crazy.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right. It's time. We've got only a short time if I'm going to stick to my 2020 rule. The 2020 news quiz. Who's Charlie Harper is the question. 800-510-8255. Identify, please, Charlie Harper, and why is he important? 800-510-8255. Simple. Straightforward, you get it or you get it, or you don't get it or you don't get it, okay? Who is Charlie Harper and why is he of import? 800-510-8255. The Gaddafi thing, that's a dicey deal. And so you get back to this business about the U.S. being the policeman of the world and, you know, do we really do these things because we're humanitarians or we really do it because we want to control the situation. And there's really no way of figuring it out because you don't really know what people are thinking. You don't really know what motivates people. They can say one thing and do something else because that's just part of the human condition. But is it a good idea for us to go over there? No, because the only real reason we'd go over there is because of the oil. And you saw what it got us in Iraq. And so why would we do it? When are we going to wake up? Why aren't there, instead of all of the protests, the energy that was behind the protesting by the unions, you know, the union people, the state workers versus the private workers unionized and all of that hoopla, which continues, by the way, in Wisconsin and many other states. Why aren't there more people? Why isn't there as much energy put, if you'll pardon the pun, toward trying to force our country away from foreign sources of oil? Why don't we do that? Why do we not expend as much energy in trying to fix that? Look at the cost of the gasoline you buy today.
See, and we were talking about this a little bit the other day, and I wonder whether we keep buying oil from these countries that want to attack us,
you said, right?
To keep them under our thumb. Because if we don't pay them billions and billions of dollars a year for their oil, all of a sudden we leave and they've got all this money to be able to say, all right, we have no reason to love the Americans anymore.
Yeah. So is that more important than taking care of our own country and our own people?
Are we taking care of our own country? Because we're keeping them at bay because they are beholden to us because of all the billions of dollars they make off of us.
We'd be drilling in every area we could in Alaska and Wyoming, and Colorado, and offshore, and everywhere else.
All right, so listen to this and tell me what you think of this.
Thank you, Rich Brass.
Every 4 years to 8 years, we get a new president. Mm. And every 4 years to 8 years, we have a new person running for president that says they're going to make changes. Yet they don't. Right, yeah. They always keep doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is once they get behind that big desk in the Oval Office, and the CIA walks in, and the military walks in, and opens up these secret folders, who says, here's the deal. They go,
Can't really change anything. Yeah.
Can't really do much about that then. All right, so what do we do to make it seem like we are trying to do anything without doing it? I think that they have pretty much backed themselves into a corner, and if you walk out of the Middle East and don't give them another nickel, it creates total havoc.
Right, so maybe what we do is we'd have the mass extinction instead of 300 years, we have it tomorrow. Hmm? It's coming sooner or later anyway.
Yeah,
so hold your breath and have a good time. 800-510-8255. We find out who Charlie Harper is in a minute, and then Dr. Ken is going to visit with us as well here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
800-510-8255 on the Good Day program at 13 before the hour. Unfortunately, I was not correct about Dr. Ken. He will not be here, but that's okay. We're going to find out who Charlie Harper is, and that certainly will carry the day. Here's Joel calling Good Day. Hello, Joel. Welcome. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Good.
All right. Are you with us, Joel, or not?
I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Joel.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, so let's make quick work of this. Who's Charlie Harper?
Jim Bob on the Waltons.
Jim Bob on the Waltons.
Really?
There we go. Huh. Interesting. No, that's not the correct answer.
He might be, but it's not the one we're...
All right, Morgan, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Charlie Harper is an artist that was born in Creek, West Virginia. I think he's now deceased.
Really?
Oh.
How did you find that out?
Maybe.
Because he was a friend of my uncle's.
Really?
He made posters for the Park Service. I think he had a stamp, maybe. A lot of wildlife pictures.
Yeah, let's see what we found all these Charlie Harpers this
morning.
Yeah,
these probably are all real Charlie Harpers. Yes, all right. And not the one we're looking for. Bill, who do you think Charlie Harper is?
Charlie Harper is Charlie Sheen's alter ego. No, he's the character on Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Harper is Charlie Sheen, or is played by Charlie Sheen. I promised earlier that I would not talk about Charlie Sheen today and hopefully ever again much. But this was my way of getting around into the back door.
Of talking about him.
Just so that you knew that I kind of knew what was going on. Yeah, Charlie Harper is the character played by Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. So as you watch all the stuff unfolding, Bill, whether you pay much attention to it or not, what do you think about our own mental state here in America if we pay as much? I'm obviously putting a pejorative spin on the question, so but you can give me whatever answer you want to. Is this fun for you? Is this silly? Is it sad? Does it make you crazy? What is it? How do you react to all of this coverage, all this attention, all this discussion of Charlie Sheen?
Well, I've got kind of mixed feelings about the whole thing. I mean, it is sad. The overall moral state of our country is not quite what it used to be. But at the same time, I also feel that the media kind of loves things like this. They become like piranhas, you know, when they toss the hamburger into the pool. So,
but you talk about the morality of it all. When you see on the front page of any number of papers a picture of Charlie Sheen with these two, quote-unquote, goddesses that he's living with, and you think, okay, so what does that mean? What do kids think when they know what goddesses are? It's a couple of prostitutes that he's got living with him. But we all just kind of chuckle, oh, that Charlie Sheen, that crazy guy. It's so fun to watch him self-destruct. Wherefore go him lest you go the same direction.
See, but here's what's got me confused is when after his kids got taken away, it was a whole new Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Sure was. He was more in control.
He was absolutely in control. He wasn't off the ledge, which makes me wonder how much of this is an act and how much of this is really just crazy kooky.
It costs him a lot of money if it's an act. It's going to affect the value and popularity of that show and reruns. Bill, thank you.
Yeah.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Now, 53 and change past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The originating network is Radio America, where Richie is in Washington, set up a new television way for you to watch the Good Day program. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll be able to watch the video. The only thing that's not there is me.
You're just not very animated today.
We're getting clever about how we're putting things together, so if you want to watch the program, we're going to be able to archive this and put it up so that people can download it.
Actually, we archived all of yesterday's shows, and starting this week, each hour will be saved on video, on our Ustream video, and we will link that from the main Good Day page.
Okay, that'll be cool. I mentioned something very quickly. I don't remember if I was on the air. I think it was off the air. I said I know who's going to replace Steve Carell in The Office.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is going to do it for a little while.
I bet you he stays longer than a little while.
Well, he's supposed to. He'll go into next season for sure. That's the rumor. But if he stays, we'll see.
Well, it might be a good way for him. He's
Will Ferrell's got a good thing going with that Funny or Die website.
Yes, he sure does.
He really is doing well with that.
But I think he's worn out on movies. It's the same movie over and over again with him in it.
Sure.
Kind of like, what's his face with a big mouth that I can't stand? What's the guy's name?
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Ugh, my God.
You don't like Jim Carrey?
No, Jennifer.
Really?
What's the girl, Jenny McCarthy, finally smartened up?
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, I'm going to go over something that is, this is moderately serious. It's a warning for those who feel like giving. We're focused a lot on giving the last year or so. We're always giving. We're a very generous country. I just don't want you giving your money to the wrong people. And I made it clear about the Red Cross and Save the Children. I'm going to give you one more group to think about in a moment here on Good Day, five before the hour.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit when required while supplies last. See store for details.
All right. Now, you know that I don't offer these suggestions to you lightly. A lot of thought goes into what I say about the Red Cross and my opinion about the Save the Children Federation. Pretty clear. I've not talked before about the Humane Society of the United States, though. They are the same. If you look around, nose around, there's a commercial running at the moment for the Humane Society. Has footage of pets suffering from abuse, dirty cats, split ears, dogs suffering from neglect, malnourishment, all that stuff. It asks you at the end to commit $19 a month to save these animals from abuse and neglect. The funds raised by the ad the suggestion is that you will send your money in. It'll fund animal rescue efforts and animal adoption services. So when they say, okay, a buck a day or less, doesn't it make sense for you as a pet lover to give some of your disposable income to the Humane Society? It is a great idea. The only problem is the Humane Society doesn't have any animal shelters. It doesn't have any infrastructure. It doesn't have anything except an office where they take in your money and use it to lobby, in a sense, for it's like PETA. PETA doesn't have anything either except a lobbying arm. And people, this is the old scam, the 501c3 scam, and people fall for it. These people have put a lot of money into this. They've produced slick commercials. Last year, they have a budget of $100 million. Last year, they spent $6 million on helping animals and animal shelters. The rest they either put in the bank or they use to pay their executives and people who run it. So you want to give money to something like that? I don't. $100 million they collected last year. They spent six of it to help animals, the rest of it to pay for their overbloated operation. So I pass that along to you, same spirit as I pass it along when I talk about the Red Cross. Do not give money. I wouldn't give money to the Humane Society in the United States if I were you. 59 after the hour.